This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Here's what's got the business world talking this morning. Barclays Bank, based in London, is paying $450 million to settle securities investigations in the U.S. and the U.K. Regulators accused the bank of manipulating a critical interest rate, the so-called LIBOR rate, to its own advantage. It's important, but it gets a little messy, so in times like these, we bring in our explainer-in-residence, Marketplace Money senior producer, Patty Hirsch. Hey, Patty.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. What's the essence of today's news?
Well, the essence is that we have a key benchmark rate, which is this London interbank offering rate that may have been or has been manipulated by Barclays and may have been manipulated by a number of other banks. Hmm. And that's a big deal because that's the rate at which a number of other consumer loans are often based off.
This word LIBOR, I mean, it sounds like a planet from Star Trek or something like that. And
right?
Most of us know nothing about it. What is it and what was the bank doing with it?
Okay, so LIBOR, first of all, it's this London interbank offering rate, which basically means it's the rate at which banks lend to each other. And it's set every day for the dollar. It's like 18 banks in London. They all sit around. And they're not just British banks, by the way. They're like American banks and Japanese banks and German banks and all the rest of it. They all sit around and they work out how much it's costing them to borrow from each other. And then they come up with an average, and that's the number that they put out into the world.
And what did Barclays stand accused of manipulating here?
Well, they stood accused of manipulating their input into that calculation. So these 18 banks, Barclays of which was one of them, it was accused of making up that number. So essentially what would happen is, you know, rather than the person deciding what that number is from Barclays, what it was doing was taking recommendations from traders in the bank. So a trader would say, hey, why don't you just like lower the rate a little bit so it makes us look a little bit better? And they were accused of doing that and in fact were found to have done so.
What are the implications? What do we learn here for American consumers and investors?
Well, I think the first thing is these things like LIBOR are actually much more important than you think they are. They do sound like they're from another planet, but they're actually really key to our existence because it governs how much we pay for things like cars and houses and all the rest of it. The second takeaway is that banks basically cannot be trusted on their own, I don't think. I mean, they've got to be really carefully monitored and regulated. Otherwise, they can kind of run off and do whatever they fancy.
Keep your hands off my LIBOR. Patty Hirsch does a lot of useful explaining as host of our online video series, The Whiteboard. Patty, thanks for stopping by.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.